Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Come on.
Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. The strong, the powerful Margie Feldhuhn is here on Money Savage Create. Welcome, Margie.
Hi, George. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Margie is the co-owner of Interview Connections, the first and leading podcast booking agency. And she is the co-host of the Rock the Podcast as well. Excited to have you on, Margie. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yes. So with work, Interview Connections, I am passionate about booking entrepreneurs on podcasts so that they're having great conversations and really making an impact. I think we've all experienced listening to someone speak, and what they're saying, we relate to it so deeply, and we have that moment of impact, that feeling wash over us that we're connected to them and kind of by default connected to humanity. It's so comforting to have that. And I think it's so powerful. And that's what keeps me passionate about it. Obviously, our clients are entrepreneurs, so they're getting clients and revenue from their interviews. But getting their voices out there to have that impact on other people and that ripple effect is really what keeps me going and makes me so passionate about what we do. So that's my professional life. You want me to go into personal too?
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. So personally, I am really passionate about animal rescue. Everyone who knows me at all or follows me knows that I am obsessed with my pets. I'm obsessed with rescuing animals. I'm especially passionate about senior and special needs pets because they don't get adopted as often. So I like to adopt them. I like to volunteer at places that help them. So that is a big focus of my personal life, is rescue. And then my personal pets, I have a 17-year-old cat and I have a 9-year-old blind Maltese named Harold.
Nice. All right. Well, that is cool stuff right there. I resonate with everything you just said. Obviously, I love podcasting. I can remember discovering podcasts for the first time. It really wasn't even that long ago, probably 5 years ago, and thinking, oh my gosh, what an amazing thing this is. There's something on every topic and most of them are free, and how incredible. So, and to be passionate about animals, and then I guess maybe a term is at-risk animals. If people are not adopting them, well then unfortunately nobody takes them in. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm excited to hear about your career progression, but I was just curious. I saw on either social media or one of your websites that you did have Harold and he was a blind dog. So I was curious. What jumped into my head, I was like, I wonder what a blind dog teaches somebody about life.
That is such a good question. I can't believe no one's asked me this question before. So first of all, thank you so much. I say this all the time to my friends and family. This dog is incredible. He is tiny. He's like a little 10-pound Maltese. He cannot see anything. He can't even see shadows. And when people see him, I take him for walks. When people see him walking down the street, they don't know that he's blind because he walks ahead with such confidence. It is shocking that he has no idea what's in front of him. And it really, it's kind of cheesy, but it really does inspire me. And I mean, even if we're not blind and we can physically see, no one knows what is ahead of them. We just don't know until stuff happens. So I am constantly inspired by the confidence that he has to move forward like that, having no idea what's in front of him.
That's I think that's absolutely incredible right there.
He's amazing.
Yeah, I think that I just got chills thinking about that, and what a great metaphor for life that is. Nice. All right. Has he always been that way? Has he always just been, okay, we're going for a walk and I don't know that I'm blind because I've, you know?
He's always been confident. So I've only had him for a little bit over a year. He had kind of a sad story. He was found in North Philly when he was just a few years old, before he went blind, just wandering on the streets in the dead of winter. And Malteses are not outside dogs. They don't do well in the elements. So he was taken into a shelter, he was adopted, and then 4 years later he had gone blind, and the person who adopted him returned him because I think they couldn't afford all of his medical challenges that started to really mount. So then he was transferred a few times because he was deemed unadoptable, and he was going to spend the rest of his years at this incredible place called Vintage Pet Rescue, which is a rescue in Rhode Island. They are a retirement home and hospice community for dogs. They run it out of their home, and they take these dogs that nobody wants, who don't have a lot of time left, and they give them like the best medical care. They're always at the vet. It's like dog heaven over there. It's incredible. And I volunteer with them, and I mentioned I wanted to adopt a senior special needs dog, and Kristen, the owner, said, "Oh, really? Because we're gonna adopt out Harry." And so I first met him there when I was a volunteer, and you could not tell he was blind until you saw him walk into something. He's that confident. And I remember the first time I met him was the first time I ever visited Vintage Pet Rescue. And it was dinner time, and I saw that this little white dog was like sectioned off with gates to eat his food alone. And I was like, "Oh, why is he over there?" And she said, "Oh, because he'll steal everybody else's food." Uh-huh. And I said, "I thought you said he was blind." And she said, "Oh, he is." So that's just a snippet of his personality.
How funny. Well, that's awesome. Like, there's so many great parallels that we can draw from that. So I appreciate that. Nice. All right. So so you've been with now Interview Connection for how many years? And just tell us how you started with Interview Connections, and now you're the co-owner.
Yeah, it's kind of a crazy story. So my business partner, Jessica Rhodes, founded the business in 2013. It was the first business of its kind. No one was niching down and just booking on podcasts. And we knew each other from working at a nonprofit in Rhode Island as door-to-door fundraisers, which is like the best entrepreneurial training you could ever get. If you can have a good mindset and be successful knocking on people's door during dinner time as your job,
for sure,
you can do anything. So we knew each other through there. We lost touch, and then we reconnected, and she had founded Interview Connections. This was now 2016, so the business was a few years old, and she was hiring remote contractors. And I was like, I did not like the typical 9-to-5. I wanted to work from home. I wanted to set my own hours. So I was like, perfect. So I started at Interview Connections in 2016 as a contractor booking agent, booking clients on shows. And then I became the first employee of the business. So of the first W-2 employee, previously it had been contractor run. In 2017, we changed over to a fully employee only model. We got rid of all the contractors or the local contractors. We changed into employees. And then I became 50% co-owner in 2018 after some negotiation.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
So what were you doing prior to working with Interview Connections?
So I jumped around a lot. I always joke that based on my resume, I would look like someone that I would not personally hire. Mm-hmm. Because I had the travel bug. I had studied abroad in college, And then I got out of college and I really just, my goal was just to save money and to live abroad again. I didn't really know where I wanted to be, but I just knew I wanted to experience another culture. So I moved around a lot. I was working and saving money. And then I moved to Taiwan, Taipei, Taiwan in 2013. And I lived there for 2 years as an English teacher. And then I had to move back when my dad passed away suddenly. I moved back to Rhode Island, and then I moved to Colorado with my partner at the time because he got into grad school there, and Colorado looked awesome. So I lived there for a year. Then I moved back to Rhode Island, and my career background besides teaching in Taiwan was mostly different types of sales, because sales is what I love.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. Like Harry, we all need to keep moving forward, even though we don't necessarily know what's going to be coming next. So, and I think that that's certainly something that resonates with so many people. I think maybe even more so these days is, okay, well, I don't know that I'm super happy doing this. I enjoy sales. I enjoy interacting with people. But then you have the opportunity with Interview Connections. Was it just that you felt like this clicked?
Yes, it's like that moment of finally getting your footing after kind of being free-floating. And I was a hard worker. I was doing a lot of personal development work, energy work, like law of attraction stuff. So I was kind of with all the personal development building, but I still was like not seeing this opportunity. And then I got my footing with Interview Connections, and it was just that feeling of like you finally get the ground under your foot after kind of floating in an attempt to achieve these goals. And as soon as I got that ground under my feet, I like started sprinting, and the rest is history. So I would say if you're out there and you just haven't found your thing yet, the opportunity, like you're clarifying what you want, you're doing the work with personal development and energy, but you're still not sure what the next step is, I think just keep doing that work and be patient, because you'll know as soon as you get it under your feet, and then that's the time to just go with the momentum.
I appreciate that. So doing the work with personal development and energy, what does that mean?
So I think personal development can be a lot of things. Therapy, I think, is really important, especially after I lost my dad. Having a really good therapist to work through that grief and that trauma was really helpful. Reading personal development books. I love The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, and implementing those things of just getting present, you know, taking a deep breath. It's not about perfection, and we all have days where our mindset's not great, no matter how much mindset work we do. But things like meditation and exercise and listening to things and consuming content that's positive helps a lot.
Yeah, well, I certainly appreciate that, and those are all practices that I've engaged in and try to do as much as I can. And you know, working through grief and trauma, if you're working with a professional or you have some kind of a practice that you're going through, I think that it's such an important thing to hear somebody like you and just other people talking about that to really normalize it, because we all have stuff that we need to work through, and the sooner that we're able to address it, I think really the better.
Yeah, I love it. I wish that people talked more about the mental health care aspect of personal development and self-development, because it's so important, and there's nothing wrong with needing like extra help in that way. It doesn't have to just be like yoga and meditation. If you need a professional, that's a really good thing to seek out. And it directly impacts your happiness and your success in business and in life, I think, being able to get that help.
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate that. And, you know, for me, it seems like, I've tried so many different things over the course of my life, and you know, I'm 41, and I think that I really started down the journey. I'd always read and stuff like that, but at 35, I really started to look deeper, and I really feel like, you know, I really want to encourage people to always be working, and you will eventually find the thing that really resonates with you, either in the form of a career and or you know, some kind of a practice that we're talking about. So what do you think about that?
I totally agree. And I'm really impatient. And I felt like you know, I wasn't that, I was like maybe like 26, 27 when I started with Interview Connections, and then a couple years older when I became co-owner. But for me, that was like, I, you know, between college and that, all those years were spent being like, what am I doing wrong? Like, I knew I didn't want to go a traditional corporate path because I didn't like being an employee. It stressed me out to like not have more freedom than that and to not be able to just like create stuff, to have to be in like this set framework that felt really rigid. But I really like, I thought something was wrong with me. I saw my friends getting master's degrees and working their way up in these like great corporate jobs, and I thought that something was wrong. And I think you're totally right that your opportunity is coming, especially if you're doing the work. And it can feel, you know, when it's years of feeling lost, it feels like forever. But looking back, those years, I mean, it wasn't that many years. And I wasn't, you know, you're never too old, even if you're in your like 80s, to discover your passion. And I think stuff happens right when it's supposed to, even if it's not on your imposed timeline for yourself and your life.
Yeah, amen to that. And I'm going to keep trying to pull everything back to Harry. But certainly, you know, if you feel like you're in a place where you are lost, and as long as you are doing the work and you're moving forward in a positive direction and doing healthy things and engaging in healthy and positive activities, I do agree. I think that you do need to trust that process, as hard as that is.
Yes.
As hard as that is. So you are a person who is doing a lot of things, obviously the co-owner of a company. So that just in itself is all consuming. And then you've got these passions and passion about animals. Do you have certain things, like I call them your daily essentials, that you have to do? You just really need to make sure that you do these things every day.
Yes, definitely. Exercise is one of them. I don't exercise every day. I'm on like, I do Faster Way to Fat Loss, which I love. And I do their workouts, which are 5 days a week. And then there's 2 rest days a week. So that's really helpful. And then I also meditate every morning using Insight Timer, the app, to do guided meditations and breath work, because I find that a lot easier than just sitting in silence for me. So those are 2 things that are really non-negotiables. I've seen them have a really positive impact. But I will also say, as someone who is kind of a perfectionist, just as important as having that routine has been the ability to sometimes let myself off the hook. And I think that's really important, because you want to build that muscle memory and get that routine going. But if there's like a day that you just need a rest day, or like need to give yourself permission to skip that day, I think that's really important too. And that's, I mean, I have trouble doing that. And I think it's been really helpful to let myself off the hook a little bit.
Yeah. Amen. I do think that we do need to give ourselves grace. And I am the same way. I'm like, no, George, you get up at this time and you do this exercise, but some days you do need to give yourself a break. So
yeah,
appreciate that. Well, Margie, Savage Nation is ready for your difference making tip. What do you have for them?
My difference making tip is to tie everything you're doing back to something you really care about. I am very goal focused and goal oriented, especially with revenue goals in the business. And one of the biggest difference makers to hit the revenue goals that we've hit and continue to hit, where I set a goal to adopt special needs pets, because they're really expensive. So you might say, what does a podcast booking agency have to do with animals, or, you know, rescue animals? But by tying it back to that goal of like, the better we do and the more I personally make, the bigger impact I can have, has been amazing. And it really keeps you going even when it feels hard.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets, come on. Yeah, I think that 100%, right? You've got this amazing passion for helping these wonderful animals who need help. And so if you can look and say, okay, if I'm able to do this, then I'm able to help this many more, makes all sense in the world to me. So I love it. Well, Margie, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you, and how do people engage with Interview Connections?
Yes, thank you so much, George, for having me. Our website is interviewconnections.com, and the best place to connect with Jess and I and to really be in communication and get the most value is our free Facebook group, the Guest Expert Profit Lab, which you can find at interviewconnections.com/group. This is a group for 6+ figure entrepreneurs who are interested in learning how to leverage podcast guesting to grow their business and have a bigger impact. And we're in there every week doing live trainings. We've got webinars, we've got masterclasses, and we have our amazing team who's there to support you. So it's not like we dump you in a group and you're on your own. We're there every step of the way supporting you to whatever your goals are with podcast guesting. So it's a really great community.
Awesome. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Margie your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to interviewconnections.com and then find their free Facebook group, which I will link to in the notes of the show as well. Thank you again, Margie.
Thank you so much.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
Come on.